Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday morning. It is 9 o'clock, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And, of course, if you would like to call in and talk to us today, number to call in is 513-563-1480. We've got a great show for you this morning. In studio with me are two very good friends of mine, Tracy Baker from another Keller Williams agent. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Why aren't we out showing homes right now?
Because we are here.
Oh, it's too early.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And also with us today is my friend Chris Kendall, who's married to another agent in my office, Sarah Kendall. So, Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are very... Wow, that good morning was about as good as my good morning.
Yeah. How do you like that? All right.
Must be the coffee.
Could be.
It's the coffee. So on today's show, we've got a couple of great real estate topics. Chris is you are the director for what's your official title now?
So I am the executive director of the Greater Cincinnati Insurance Board. We're an agent association. We were founded in 1838. Just had our 188th birthday.
Wow.
Longest running agents association in the country.
Well, that Botox does really well for them. They're 188 years old. You know what I'm saying?
It does, yes. A little GLP. We've got it going on.
Yeah. Amen. And Tracy, how long have you been an agent, honey?
I got my license October of 2025.
Oh, wow. So you're still relatively new.
Brand new, yes.
Well, enjoy the suck.
I am enjoying every second of every part of it, yes.
Well, you know, and I've said this many times when people ask me, it's like, Sean, why did you get into real estate? The money's great and all, but I did this for the freedom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
I don't have a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I make my own schedule. Also, like for example, like yesterday, Friday, you know, instead of being in office or sending reporting to, you know, a manager or a supervisor, I'm out playing golf.
Nice.
And,
yeah.
You know, I'm approving showings for my listings, you know, I'm teeing off and the next thing I know, I go to my phone. I mean, I can still work, but I'm on the golf course.
It was a little cold yesterday.
Of course, if you don't sell, you don't eat.
Well, right. You got a good point there. one of the things that was, you know, when I first got started, agents were telling me like, yeah, Sean, it's going to take a good at least 3 to 5 years to really get established. And, you know, that is really true. A lot of folks have those high expectations of being a real estate agent. You know, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tear it up and I'm going to sell every house in Indian Hill and blah, 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 blah. Doesn't work that way.
No.
You know, it's really a grind. And even after 7 years, it is still a grind, you know. And so, of course, trying to find clients and trying to get referrals. I mean, the ultimate for any real estate agent is to get to a point where your business is nothing but referrals. And we all started out in our business, you know, essentially the same way, right? We had to start somewhere and you got to start building that client base. And that's not an easy thing to do, especially in an uber competitive market like insurance and real estate.
Correct.
However, one of the other reasons I got into real estate was to make a difference. And I got an example of that just happened recently. So I'm partnered with, we all know who Redfin is, right? Mm-hmm. We've heard of Redfin.
Yes.
I'm sure my listeners out there have heard of Redfin as well. I'm on part of their agent referral team. They send out mass text messages for clients that are out looking for homes. First come, first serve, basically. Okay, so I get this wonderful young couple and two great kids looking in for their first home over near Coleraine Township. And when we went and we saw a couple properties, they haven't put an offer on something yet, but I'm listening to their story as to how they came to be working with me. They were trying to do the same thing, looking for homes about 4 or 5 months ago. They got assigned to an agent who really never called them, never communicated, didn't really send them anything. And when they requested to go look at a home, this agent said, well, I can't, let me call my partner at the office and he'll come out and do it. And then when they tried to get in touch with that partner at the office, he had no idea what they were talking about.
Yep.
And to me, it's like, you know, if you're going to do this job, if you're going to be a part of this industry and do this career, do it right.
Correct, yeah.
You know, understand that what we do is not about us. It's about the people that are calling us. It's about the people that we are opening the doors for. It's about them. And especially when they're new and they're young and they're first-time homebuyers, man, you've really got to hold their hand. You've really got to guide them and help them answer their questions, give them information, educate them on the entire process, because they don't know. And that's our, we are the experts. We are the ones that have to give this information to them to make them feel comfortable that what they're doing, because it doesn't matter if you're buying, you know, $120,000 condo or $1.2 million house, this is still a gigantic investment. And, you know, I mean, it made me sick to my stomach to listen to these two kids telling me what their experience with real estate agents so far. It just blows my mind. But again, you know, you can find that in every industry. I mean, out there, you know, you've got bad attorneys, you got bad insurance agents.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you got bad politicians that are in City Hall. Anyway, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Or no longer in City Hall.
Or no longer in City Hall. Yeah, well, except for Christopher Smitherman. He gets an exception. So Chris, if you're out there, love you, buddy. So I guess the point I want to make is that if you're interested, or if you're thinking about buying a home, or even if you're interested in selling or thinking about selling your home, interview the agents. Unless it's somebody that you know, unless it's a friend of yours that you trust, if you are going to find an agent, interview them, talk to them first, get to know who they are. Find out if they are going to be there to help and guide you through every step of the process. And, you know, because, again, it is a job interview, right?
Absolutely.
Also add to that,
yeah,
that you want to talk to people that are professionals that are making a career out of real estate, correct, not a sidelight.
Right.
Correct.
Because you want, it's a 24/7, as you both know very well, it's a 24/7 job. You're on call all the time.
100% well, correct, because as soon as we're done here, I got to go do two showings out in Loveland.
24/7, it is.
Right.
And
yeah,
I've ran into a lot of people saying that, you know, they're not getting a call back from their realtor that they're working with.
Yeah.
And it amazes me. I mean, we were just talking before the show about, you know, our time before the internet. You know, we had handwritten notes and snail mail,
cocktail napkins.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we don't have that. You have the phone at your fingertips. There should not be a reason that you're not back on top of
laziness.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you know, we have to take some account for families, right? So, you know, you're both married. You both have kids or whatever. You mean I don't, which is why I never get any sleep. Even if I was married, I'd probably be divorced because I work too damn much. But
so if you had kids, you think you'd be getting sleep? Is that what you're telling us?
Okay, well, maybe. I guess not. I can relate to that in some cases because, all right, so I'll tell you a funny, if my mom's listening, she won't say it's a funny story, but I'll tell you a funny story. So back when I was in high school, I went to St. X. We went to, my friend Jeff Zissler and I, we went to a Elder St. X football game over at Elder over in Western Hills. And I didn't know diddly squat about the west side of town. I mean, I knew where Price Hill Chili was, and that was about it.
Love Price Hill.
Oh, that's a great place.
Call
awesome
out.
Food.
I know the family.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, cool.
Really, yes.
Well, okay. Well, remind.
Shout
out. After the show, get me their name so I can see if I can get a couple free cheese conies.
Anyway,
so after the ball game, I was supposed to be home by, I think it was 11 p.m. because the game was like at 7. So it would have been over by like 10. So mom said, okay, we'll give you an hour. Well, I didn't get home till 3 a.m. You want to know why? I got lost. I could not find my way out of Western Hills to save my life. And also couldn't find a gas station because back in 1988, when I was 16 years old, we didn't have, we had car phones, but, you know, obviously I didn't have one. So here I am with my buddy Jeff, and we're riding around Western Hills in my old little, you know, Chevy Cavalier, trying to find our way back to the east side of town. Couldn't make a phone call because we couldn't find a gas station. Finally, somehow, I made it to Anderson Ferry Road, made it down to Route 50, and came across River Road. I'm like, oh, okay, now I know where you are. Got home. My mom, honest to God, I thought she was going to kick me right back out of the house. You know, I'm like, Mom, we got lost. And to this day, she still reminds me of that. It's like, Mom, what the heck would you have wanted me to do? I didn't have a cell phone. You know, and you know what my dad was like? My dad was saying, he's like, Sue, have the cops called yet? No, then the kid is fine.
Those were the days, right?
Those were the days. My dad was like, if he's not dead, if we don't get a call from the coroner or the hospital or the police department, he's okay. But 3 a.m, yeah, so that was interesting. And I wasn't even drunk. That's the thing. Anyway, so just so you know where we came from in our generation out there, and I think a lot of folks that listen to the station are probably of our generation too, so I think there are some people out there that can probably relate to our story, my story. Anyway. All right, so also on the show, as you know, this is the first of the month, so we will have the Where Am I in Cincinnati Trivia Contest. So that is a $25 gift card for the first caller or any caller that gets us here at the station with the answer to the trivia question, which we will have here in a little bit because we're going to have a break coming up in just a minute. We also have a top 10 list, and it's since it's kind of Star Wars weekend, may the 4th be with you. We have a Star Wars themed top 10 list. And you know, it also this weekend, if you live in Cincinnati, you know what this weekend's all about. It's the Flying Pig Marathon.
Flying Pig.
Yeah, which is actually going on right now as I was driving down from the gym, which by the way, got to give a shout out to my gym up in Norwood, Iron Sharpens Iron Gym. I've been going there now for, oh gosh, coming up on 3 years. And, you know, I'll tell you something, because, you know, I love to golf. I'm an avid golfer. And when I finished, when I finished a round and I went home and took a quick snooze, I would wake up and I was stiff as a board. It was hard for me to move around. I was able to move, but it wasn't. Yeah, anyway.
You needed the oil can to move around.
Yeah, the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz.
You have a heart, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, it still works every once in a while. But since going to this gym, and I told this to my trainer, Aaron, it's like I can bend down, like I'm on the green, I bend down to line up my putt, and I can get right back up without, you know, using my hands to push myself up. I come home and rest a little bit, and I can move around in the morning after a round. It's like, boom, I'm just bouncing around. So I feel like I'm 20 years younger. Wow. And it's really great. You know, the cross training, it's semi-private lessons, but they tailor the lessons to your specific, you know, like, because I'm 54 years old, I can't do the same exercises as a 24-year-old. But they do enough to where it's strength training, it's movement, it's absolutely incredible. So if you're out there looking for a great gym or great way to get yourself in shape and have some fitness, go to Iron Sharpens Iron Gym up in Norwood on Montgomery Road, right across from Indian Mound Cafe. Ask for Aaron Parker. They are great people, and they'll take great care of you. All right. So we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to do some trivia. We're going to have a top 10 list, and we're going to get into some real estate. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We will be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Santana, Oneness Tour 2026. The power, the energy. Come celebrate your favorite hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond with very special guest, the Doobie Brothers. June 17th, Riverbend Music Center. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Santana and Doobie Brothers, Oneness Tour 2026.
Or else forget about it.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes, including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The La Barre Abouf team are awaiting your arrival. So come to La Barre Abouf at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit labarabouf.com.
Randomly, people will say, "You have a very pretty smile." People I don't even know. It's helped me to build my confidence in my smile. Not that I didn't lack the confidence before, but I didn't realize how much confidence I was lacking. When it comes to cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Peck is at the top of his class.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I am Bonnie Summey, and I love my new smile. I love it.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Once again, if you want to call and ask a question to me or Chris or to Tracy, 513-563-1480. We would love to hear from you this morning. Okay. excuse me. Sorry about that. My coffee didn't go down right. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to give you some clues. This is the first of the month, so we always do the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia. So let's give you a couple clues. All right, Where Am I in Cincinnati? Well, this building has more neon lights in it than any other building in the entire city. You can get a good three-way and two cheese conies practically right across the street from this building. I've been around since 1999, and I store over 100 years of memorabilia, including Big Boy, who is out in front of this building. Those are a couple clues. So if you know where I am in Cincinnati, give us a call, 513-563-1480, and I've got a $25 gift card waiting for you. Jane, you should know this one if you're out there. All right. So on the line also is my good friend Bob, who likes to call in every week. Bob, happy Saturday morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic, my friend. How are you?
Good. I wanted to tell you a couple things quickly. It won't take up too much time.
No, that's fine.
One book I'm reading again. I read it about 15 years ago, but I'm rereading it. And it's called Healthy at 100.
Ooh.
By John Robbins.
Okay.
John Robbins is the son of the founder of Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream.
Okay.
But for some reason, John didn't go that direction. He went to a more healthy lifestyle. But anyway, this is a great book. It really is. Probably get it for a few bucks used on Amazon. That's
sure.
The first thing. Second thing was, last week I talked about a fundraiser for an old barn dating to 1810, which makes it probably the oldest or second oldest wooden building still inside the city limits of Cincinnati.
Can we insure that, Chris?
And that,
very
and
difficult.
That is now part of Cardinal Land Conservancy. So if you want to see it, you can Google Cardinal Land Conservancy.
Okay.
And you'll find the barn there. And the fundraiser is June 5th. I told you about save the date.
Yeah, June
6 to 8 p.m. Friday night. At Ethos Art Collective, that's in Mount Healthy.
Okay.
Ethos is ETHOS Art Collective. And I'm counting on seeing you there, Sean.
Yeah, I put it in my calendar. So June 5th.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you said it was that's from awesome. 6 to 8?
Yeah, it's June 5th, Friday.
Right. What time?
6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. Okay, so I was right on the time. Okay. Yeah, no, it's in my calendar, Bob. I plan on being there.
And also, if you're interested, the Cardinal Land Conservancy has property that has an eagle's nest on it.
Ooh.
And they have an eagle cam so you can watch the mommy and daddy feeding the three little hatchlings.
Wow. Now that is cool. Well, like bald eagles or just...
The American symbol. That's right.
Yeah, the bald eagle.
Yeah.
That's very
right.
cool.
I kid you not. Yeah. That- Cardinal Land Conservancy. It's a group that received a donation of this wonderful farm, 32 acres, right down from St. X High School in Finneytown.
I know exactly where that is.
And that's where the old barn is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so,
you know what?
Anyway.
Bob, I will definitely check that out. I will look that up on the on the old internet. And, yeah, I plan on seeing you June 5th.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Bob.
More power to you.
You too, my friend. You take care and have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Bob.
Bye, Bob.
All right, and we also, I think we have a we have somebody who thinks they know where I am in Cincinnati. Kyle on line three. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you this Saturday morning?
Good, good, good. I was just headed to get a haircut and had the radio on, and I was like, I know exactly where he's at.
Okay, hit it and hit me, brother. Where am I in Cincinnati?
The American Sign Museum.
Bingo!
Well done.
Was it the Coney and Three Way, or was it the big boy out front? What was the giveaway?
The most neon signs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Lots of neon.
You know what?
I've been there once or twice. Once for a wedding, and once to actually see the museum. It's such a cool place.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. Now, okay. So my experience with the sign museum is I was a member. Well, I'm still a member of Rotary Club. And we had one of our Rotary Club meetings at the Sign Museum, and it's just—it's absolutely amazing. Like the Holiday Inn sign, the big boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these different signs, absolutely incredible. And I didn't realize it, but yeah, you mentioned a wedding. You can rent the place out for events. So if I ever do get married, I might try that.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool venue for it.
Well, hey, listen, Kyle, thank you so much, buddy. Congratulations. Kevin, my producer, will get your information, and I will mail out a $25 Visa gift card to you to use wherever you like.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Thanks for listening, and I appreciate you calling.
Thanks,
awesome,
Kyle.
Thanks.
All right. Wow, we're off to a great start this morning, guys. This is awesome. That was an easy one, though. That was kind of an easy one.
I think even if I didn't know the answer that you told me before you asked the question, I think I would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, but you know what? I try to keep it somewhat easy. I mean, I don't want it to be, like so totally hard that, you can't figure out, I'm the needle on the top of, the Carew Tower or something.
And it's cheating to use AI to look up these answers. No one should be doing that.
That's true. Well, Like Kyle said, I mean, it's, the most neon in the entire city. So there you go. All right. How about we do a top 10 list?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds
so
great.
I think most of us are Star Wars fans. We were talking about it a little bit in the room before we came in. So, all right. So I put together, try to put a little humor into this. The top 10 funny Star Wars phrases from every film that has been made. So we'll start with, get in there, you big furry oaf. I don't care what you smell. That's from the first one, episode four, when they were in the trying to rescue Princess Leia out of the Death Star. Yes, I am a nerd.
Do you like Star Trek too?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I like
I'm
all
a
science.
Star Trek fan.
I like all science.
I was never really into Star Wars, but definitely a Trekkie.
I'm waiting patiently for when they can develop warp speed. When they really
awesome?
Can develop,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
In a wormhole, I want
to go in a wormhole, you like go to a different
galaxy. Different time, sure.
All right, history. Number nine. You came in that thing. You're braver than I thought. That's Leia talking to Han about the Millennium Falcon. I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain, and that's Princess Leia talking to Han Solo. You get a lot of this stuff from Han and Leia. Why you stuck up, half witted, scruffy looking nerf herder? Now that's from Empire Strikes Back. Okay. Sometimes I even amaze myself. And that's Han Solo talking about himself.
Sounds like Han's.
Yeah. That's something he would do. Yeah. Absolutely. Here's another good one. Laugh it up, fuzzball. Yeah. That's Han.
Chewbacca?
He's talking to Chewbacca, yeah.
See, I know a little. I know a little bit.
A little.
Yeah. Very little.
That's no moon. It's a space station. All right. Let's see. And then I have the high ground. Now, funny story here, because I actually, you know, there are t-shirts out there you can buy with like some of these sayings on it. So Wednesday when I went to the gym at 6 a.m., my t-shirt was Kenobi's High Ground Coffee. And it, High Ground is from Revenge of the Sith, when it's like, I win, I have the high ground. And Anakin tries to jump and then he cuts his arms and his legs off. So that's why I have the high ground. Anyway. But the number one, and I think this is the most recognized saying from Star Wars, it's a trap.
Yes.
From Return of the Jedi. It's a trap. And you hear that all over the, I don't know. Anyway. So there are your top 10 funny, interesting, humorous Star Wars sayings and phrases. As you know, may the fourth be with you. And I'm sure there's going to be a Star Wars marathon on TV. I don't need, are any of the theaters going to be showing Star Wars this on the fourth?
I don't know.
Not sure, but I thought one of the most famous sayings was Yoda, there is no try, do.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
That and that's very true, and I think that goes for all of us in here and everybody
perfect
out there.
Segue, right?
Don't try it, just do it. Well, that's Nike. Well, anyway, so.
Yeah, is,
all right. Well, we're going to take a break. I promise when we come back, we're going to get into some real estate topics. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural homebuyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Brian Setzer, Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, The Stray Cats, U.S. Tour. August 10th, Rose Music Center at the Heights.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office.
Did you know about 1 in 3 people with plaque psoriasis may also develop psoriatic arthritis, which causes joint pain, stiffness, and swelling? Does this sound like you? Listen to what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Tremfya, guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy, and for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Imagine being a million miles away. Explore what's possible. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Visit Tremfya.com or call 1-800-526-7736.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
There is a story in every piece of land. Let Bud Herbert Motors help you tell yours with a new John Deere compact tractor. John Deere One Family compact tractors have exclusive time-saving quick attach features like Auto Connect Drive over mower decks, quick park loaders, and iMatch rear hitch, all backed up by a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty. Don't speak tractor? That's okay. The sales professionals at Bud Herbert Motors have over 5 generations of experience. They can explain it all. Bud Herbert Motors, Cincinnati's hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We've officially hit the 50-yard line, and now we're rounding third and kind of heading for home here. This hour does go by really fast, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's great. I love it. although I don't like, well, no, I don't like time flying. That when we get older, it's like you want time to slow down, but it's. Just
it speeds
doesn't.
Up as you get older.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Frame of reference.
You know what? I think when you hit 40, everything just goes that much quicker. You know, I was in the gym. When I was in the gym this morning, we were talking about one of the things on the wall. They had like a little whiteboard, and the question was, "What song was playing that you remember dancing to at your high school prom?" And you know, I graduated in 1990, so I put, you know, "Animal" by Def Leppard. You know, many of us remember that one. But we started talking about, you know, reunions and stuff like that. You know, I'm coming up on 37 years, a 37-year high school reunion. And my, you know, two of the guys in the gym were talking about, "Oh, yeah, we're coming up on our 20. I'm like, kiss my ass.
Well, I'm coming up on my 50th, so right back at you. So, you know, my high school, I think it was "You Light Up My Life" by, was that Debbie Boone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, wow.
There you go.
Well, I didn't want to put like a sappy love song. I mean, because all the other song choices on the board were like, you know, hip hop or whatever. So I, you know, Def Leppard. But anyway, so I digress. But that's another reason why I go to the gym, so I can feel younger. Anyway, okay. So, and you know, we were talking, you know, how technology has advanced. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have internet. Well, now we've got AI, we've got, you know, virtual this, that, and the other. I mean, and it affects every industry, and especially affects real estate, right? Mm-hmm. So now something that has been kind of a hot topic, or it's becoming a hot topic, I should say, is, you know, because when you go into the MLS or you go onto Google, or not Google, but if you go onto Zillow or Redfin or Homes.com or any of the websites that advertise homes that we as agents sell, the first thing you really do, not outside of looking the location of where the home is, you look at the pictures, right? You want to see what the home looks like on the inside, because that will determine if whether or not you're going to call your agent and say, "Hey, I want to go take a look at this house." Okay, well, something that has been happening a lot recently, our agents are doctoring photos using AI. And that can sometimes be very misleading. What do I mean by that? Okay, so if you've got to pick a home that, let's say, has a lot of like either furniture or boxes or just stuff, you know, in the pictures, you can now take those, you know, agents will take those pictures and eliminate, and using AI, recreate those pictures without those items in there. So the house looks, in a sense, looks empty. In fact, I got a suggestion for a client that we're listing a home in College Hill coming up pretty soon. And, you know, he said to me, "Well, I've got the pictures from, you know, before we listed the house, before the tenants were in there." I said, "You can't do that. We have to show the home. We have to show the home as it is right now." So what's the point of all this? Well, and this is something that has started out in California. A new California law requires real estate agents to disclose AI-altered listing photos. Nearly 50% of real estate agents use generative AI tools daily. And use of AI adds to an already challenging housing market, right? So imagine, you know, the disappointment when you walked into a house to see that, no, you know, that some, like say, for example, the cabinets look great. Well, what if you walk into that house and those cabinets don't exist? Not only that, you know, but that's breaking the rules, but that's also wasting people's time. So as marketers and as real estate agents, we always want to put a home's best image forward, but we must not veer into the territory of false advertising. It's like, you know, it's almost like dating sites, right? If the picture doesn't look like who you want to, you know, who you are now, you probably shouldn't be posting it. Same thing with a house, you know, and that goes to the point of, you know, yeah, it would be great to post pictures of how the house looked when it's empty.
Getting catfished.
Yeah, catfished. What? Catfish. What? Okay. Call me old school, or call me just whatever, never late for dinner. What the heck is catfished?
Well, you're posting pictures of yourself from 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Or posting pictures of someone who's not you.
Or not you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that so, never happens.
So now you're...
Now you know what catfish is.
Yeah.
You walk into a house and you're like, "These are not the pictures.
You just got catfished.
You just got catfished."
Okay, slang. So, all right, I mean, the only thing I think about with catfish is, you know, breading and tartar sauce.
Those are always good.
Yeah. All right. Well, so as the use of AI continues to grow, agents and other industry experts warn that using the technology to alter listing photos carries more than just a risk of reputational damage. Agent use of AI to manipulate listing photos is a regulatory landmine ticking quietly under agents everywhere. That's because it can get more agents in trouble with state licensing laws, all right? Material misrepresentation of a property is already a cause for license suspension and fines in several states, including Ohio. It also damages the industry as a whole by eroding trust with potential buyers. Photos edited with AI to remove water stains or cracks in driveways are very much material misrepresentation. So it doesn't necessarily matter what it is. If you see something in the house and it doesn't match up to what's in the picture, that you're misrepresenting that house, mm-hmm. right? And we all know what material defects are. Material defects are things that we can see. Now, granted, you're not going to take pictures of the ones you can't see. But, you know, if there's a crack in the foundation, right, and you alter that out in the pictures that get posted in the MLS, client or the potential buyer goes there and sees that, like, well, I'm not going to buy this house. Wait a minute. That wasn't in the pictures. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. Right? So that buyer's agent has to, you know, contact the listing agent and say, hey, what's up with this? Right? So now you got to cover your tracks. And, you know, and
it doesn't look good. It's not good.
No. Now, and the thing, and well, what we also have to consider too is that we are in a very competitive market right now, right? There are more properties that are coming onto the market. So buyers are going to be a little more choosy than they were, say, 2, 3, 4 years ago when the interest rates were low and there was not enough inventory and people were falling all over each other. To get a house. Didn't matter. You could have just put the front of the house, one picture online. If it was in, you know, if it looked good, people were going to go buy it, right? So the days of just slapping, you know, a sign in the yard and it'll sell in 24 hours, that's over.
It's over.
It is over.
Now you have to.
But those, and I know you're going to talk about this, but that's where we got into the waiving of inspections when there was so little inventory, so many buyers, and everyone was desperate for homes.
Yeah.
In order to sweeten the deal, they waived inspections, waived contingency, all cash. Cash became king, right?
Yeah. Well, cash is still king.
Yeah, it's always been, always will be.
Absolutely. Well, and Chris, you bring up a good point. So we'll get to that in a second. But the bottom line here is that, you know, now California did pass this law, and to take effect start of the year, mandates that if an AI edited or digitally altered image is used in a listing, it must come with a clear disclosure and a link to the unaltered photo. All right. New York's Department of State, which handles licensing requirements, has issued warnings around AI generated or altered images, stating that such images violate deceptive advertising regulations, and legislation in Wisconsin that will take effect in January of next year mandates disclosure of AI-altered images in real estate advertising if the technology has been used to add, remove, or change elements of the property in a way that creates a false or misleading impression. So this is becoming a thing, and I am sure that in the state of Ohio, and I can do more research to find out if Ohio is doing something about this, but again, I think that it's fair because, like, when we see a home that is staged, if it's virtually staged, it says so. Pick, you know, this, you know, these pictures or this room was virtually staged. Okay, great. So that's good. People, that should be disclosed. Right now, I don't see anything about pictures being altered by AI being disclosed. I'm willing to bet a dime to a dollar that this will be in Ohio sooner than later, because we've already got a new disclosure regarding discrimination for sellers, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Yeah.
We also have a new, well, not really new, but a new contingency in our purchase contracts for insurance. Chris, we talked mm-hmm. about this.
Yep.
So again, the idea is that because, you know, buying anything, you know that it's caveat emptor, it's buyer beware. Mm-hmm. So you have to do as much of your own due diligence as you can to make sure that whatever it is that you're buying, whether it be a car, whether it be a house, whether it be a stick of gum, you know, you've got to make sure that you are spending your money in the right place. Now, when I say caveat emptor, buyer beware, now that brings up the question of home inspections, right? So in the past, and I've said it on my show many, many, many times, I do not advise or advocate my clients to ever waive inspections when you get a home. However, the point of this is that it is ultimately up to you, the client, if that is what you want to do. Now, why? Well, Chris, we were talking about this in the other room.
Right.
So what's been some of your experiences?
If you have a situation, depending on the neighborhood and availability of housing, you have very low inventory. It's much more of a buyer than a seller's market. You have competing bids. You go in with multiple offers, and sometimes there can be as many as 10 or 15. In order to sweeten your offer, you agree to waive any contingency, waive any inspections. You mm-hmm. come in all cash. You're trying to do everything you can to make it path of least resistance, right? You want to make the sweetest deal you can to the selling agent. And so we do see that happen, but
yeah.
Sean's absolutely right. You buyer beware. I mean, you're rolling the dice. And if you agree to waive inspections, you're getting what you're getting. And so it is a risk.
Let me ask you this, Chris, from an insurance perspective, does waiving inspections or not having an inspection done on the home, does that affect would that affect your insurance rates?
It will not, but the insurance company is going to inspect. Whether or not you waive the inspection, the insurance company always reserves the right to inspect. They're not going to charge you for it. It'll be part built into your premium. Insurance companies do not charge if they feel like they need to inspect your property.
Mm-hmm.
They don't charge for that, but they're going to inspect. So the fact you waive the inspection, the insurance carrier isn't worried about that. The house may or may not be insurable, regardless of whether or not you
waive the
inspection.
Well, this is very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, well, right. And well, the same thing. Yeah, that's, appraisers do the same thing. I mean, you know, if the house is in bad shape, they're not going to appraise it for probably as much as what you think it's worth.
Sure.
And that brings up another whole big can of worms when it comes to, you know, appraisal amounts versus what is actually offered for the home. And that's
right.
That's a topic for a different day. However, one thing I will bring up, though, is in cases where home inspections are waived, and in my experience in 7 years, I've only done it once. The way I say it is, you know, what I'll tell a client is you have to tell me if you want to waive inspections. I will not sit there and try and sell you on the idea. You have to tell me. What I also do, though, is then I would strongly suggest, at the very, very least, get a home warranty.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Cover your appliances, cover your electrical systems, cover your plumbing systems, cover your, whatever, you know, every home warranty is a little bit different in what they cover.
Right. They're not all created equally, and you have to be careful with them, right? Because some of them are almost worthless.
Right? Well, exactly correct. And, well, I work specifically with two home warranty companies that have always been very, very wet, very, very good at, mm-hmm. you know, processing claims and, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that the clients are taken care of. That's Cinch and that's Ochoa. Those two home warranty companies, and, you know, we as agents, I mean, we kind of use our favorites and that's where we stay. Of course, I always say in our line of business, you get one chance to mess up.
Well, and that speaks to the enormous benefit of having a real estate agent, because you have those connections. You know whether it's a home warranty company, a plumber, electrician, drywaller, foundation repair. You have those contacts. Mm-hmm. You have those relationships, and you know that they can do the job. And so your client can come to you and get those sorts of referrals.
For all different vendors, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and and you make a good point, Chris, because, yeah, Tracy, I know you have a lot of, we have those connections, and they're very, very important. Okay. We've got to take one more break. When we get back, I've got some mistakes that folks are making with their home offers. So we'll share those. We'll be right back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO in just a few minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Gladys Knight, 7-time Grammy winner. The enchanting voice of Gladys Knight. One impressive hit after another. Gladys Knight. Friday, September 11th at Taft Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-461-6152 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-461-6152. That's 800-461-6152. What do you have to lose? Call 800-461-6152. Again, 800-461-6152.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/music. ethos.com/music. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Again, phone number to call us in, 513-563-1480 if you want to talk to Chris, Tracy, or myself. We're now into the real home stretch here, so I'll be off to show some houses, do my grocery shopping, and then go take a nap. sounds like a good Saturday to me. All right. So before the break, we were talking about 7 mistakes that home buyers are making with their offers. So let's kind of dive into this, okay? So buying a home in Cincinnati right now feels a little bit like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube while riding a roller coaster. Yeah. Okay. Try and figure that out. Trust me, folks. I am drinking coffee, so I'm trying to stay awake. I apologize. Just when you think you've got the market figured out, the vibe shifts. We aren't in the Wild West bidding wars of a few years ago. In some cases, yes, we are, but not as crazy as a few.
Depending on the area.
Depending on the area. But we aren't in a sleepy buyer's market either. It's a shifting market, and that is exactly where most buyers get tripped up. So the offer you write is a reflection of how much you respect the process, the seller, and your own future finances. That's what I say when people write their offer. If you want to stop getting thank you next emails from listing agents, let's look at the 7 most common offer mistakes we're seeing in early this year and how you can avoid them to actually get those keys in your hand. Okay, so the first thing is the ghost offer, moving forward without a real pre-approval. You've all heard it, get pre-approved, but in 2026, a basic automated PDF from an online lender you found at 2 a.m. isn't enough. It's not going to work. Sellers are looking for verified or fully underwritten approvals, right? Yep. So what do we mean by that? So you go to LendingTree, you've put in a little information, they spit something out at you, next thing you know, you think you can do that.
No.
You need to talk to a verified lender, like one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick at All Western Mortgage. Give Rick a call. I mean, talk, and you got to talk to somebody live and get them your financial information. Let them give you a real pre-approval.
Well, also, when they go on to LendingTree sites, you are now on their database for 500 calls.
Yep. Yeah.
And they will call you and call you and call you. Why go through that? Why not reach out? We can send you people that we trust,
right?
That we work with on the daily, and that will sit down and work with you to see what you qualify for.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's number one. Number two, the time machine mistake, using 2024 logic in 2026. The market has changed. Rates have stabilized. Inventory has ticked up slightly. And the shifting nature of 2026 means sellers are a bit more anxious than they used to be. What does that mean? Well, if you're still making offers based on what your cousin did 2 years ago, like waiving every single inspection or offering $100,000 over asking without a second thought, you're likely overpaying or taking an unnecessary risk. Conversely, if you think the shift means you can demand a 20% discount on the seller's firstborn child, you're going to be disappointed. You need to look at what has sold in the last 30 days, not in the last 6 months. Ask yourself, am I offering based on the home's current value, or am I offering based on a TikTok I saw over last year, right? So be aware of that. Now, again, like we said, inspections important. Do you do them? Of course. But again, if you know that it's a neighborhood you need to be in and it's a very popular area and you know you're going to be up against other offers, it's something to consider waiving the inspections, okay? Now, the low ball that kills the vibe. You know, we get it. You want a deal. But there is a massive difference between a strong negotiation and a disrespectful low ball. In the current Cincinnati market, if a house is priced well and has been on the market for 3 days, coming in at 15% below asking is usually a one-way ticket to the rejected pile. You don't just lose the house. You lose the seller's willingness to negotiate with you at all. Once you offend a seller, they often don't even counteroffer, and that does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. I've seen it for yeah. sure.
And yeah. there are clients out there that want to lowball. That's what they do. That's how they are. And yeah. as their agent, that's what we have to do. And
mm-hmm. well, and again, yeah. So this is right. So with there being more competition, but you know, even if a home is sat for a few days, just give them the asking yeah. price. Yeah. Don't go over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So number four, the price only tunnel vision. Everyone thinks the highest price wins. Spoiler alert, it does not. Sellers have goals beyond just the dollar amount. They might need a post-settlement occupancy, meaning they need to stay in the home after close. They might want a quick close. Maybe they want a 21-day close, or maybe they're terrified of a long inspection period. If you ignore the terms and only focus on the price, you're missing half the battle. Earnest money, is it high enough to show you're serious? Appraisal gap. Can you cover a small difference if the bank says the house is worth less than you offer? Closing date. Have you asked what terms works best for them, which means being the seller? So, and that does bring up another interesting point about appraisal gap. Now, folks, you know, I another thing I don't necessarily advocate for is appraisal gap coverage. However, I mentioned a small amount. So if it's a few thousand dollars and it's not going to kill your budget, then go for it. Offer it, right? Anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. If you're able to do that and it's not going to hurt you financially, then do it. Now, when you start getting into the $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000, that's a little bit excessive. Okay.
So, hey, Sean, maybe you should explain what appraisal gap is.
Yeah, absolutely.
For all of our listeners.
So appraisal gap is essentially, so let's say you're a home buyer, right? And the house is listed at $200,000, you offer $230,000 to try and get above every other offer that comes in. Great. Your offer is accepted. You go through the process, and an appraiser comes out and says, nope, this house is only worth $205,000. Well, there's a $25,000 difference between what you offered at $230,000 and what the appraiser says the home is worth. And the appraiser's value is pretty much gold. I mean, you can try and contest it if you want to, but 9.999 out of 10 times, they're not going to change, right? They're not going to change their opinion of the value of the home. They're licensed people. They're trained very well. Appraisers, when they put their value on a home, that's the value. Okay. So now you've got this $25,000 difference. So essentially there are two options. Well, three. The seller can accept that and just keep moving forward with the transaction, right? The buyer can say, well, that's, you know, I don't necessarily like that. The seller can either accept that or we're going to walk, because that's actually a cause for the buyer to cancel a transaction if the seller's not willing to accept the appraised value. That's option two. Option three, and this is where we talk about appraisal gap coverage. The buyer says, you know what? I love this house. I need this house. It's in the right neighborhood. It's in the school system I want for my kids. I'm willing to negotiate some money, you know, above and beyond what the value of the house is. Now, this is going to be money out of your pocket, okay? So understand that if you're a home buyer, you're actually going to have to pay this money out of pocket. This is money that's not going to get, a lender's not going to give you more than $205,000 for this house. So if you say, I'll give an extra $10,000 above and beyond that, great. That's called appraisal gap coverage. So keep that in mind out there, home buyers, if you're out there looking at homes and putting offers in and putting high offers in and going over asking price. Okay, those are some things to consider. All
right. And one of the reasons, Sean, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you have more experience in real estate than I do, but one of the reasons a seller might reject an offer is because it is so high and they know it's not going to appraise and they don't want to go through that. So you go with a lower offer that isn't, to your point, isn't going to give them as high as return, but it's a more solid offer because
right.
they know that's closer to what this home is really worth.
Absolutely, and you are 100% correct. Now, on that higher offer, though, if there is an appraisal, because there are addendums out there for appraisal gap coverage, so if somebody puts in an appraisal gap addendum that says we'll pay X amount of dollars, that might make that offer, that high offer, way more attractive.
Great point, yeah.
Right. But there's also a couple other things to consider, too. How much are they putting down? How much earnest money and what type of financing is it? Is it FHA, conventional, et cetera, et cetera? So lots of things to consider. Mm-hmm. So wanted to thank Chris. Chris, how can folks get a hold of you for insurance needs?
I am a licensed agent, but I don't actually sell insurance products, but I have a lot of contacts in the Cincinnati area, so you can call me at area code 513-533-1200. That is the main number for the Greater Cincinnati Insurance Board. Happy to help you in any way we can.
And Tracy, how can folks find you?
Yeah, that'd be great. 513-999-8473. Remember to dream big and move fast.
Ew, I like that.
Thanks.
I like it.
Well, and then, of course, my saying is your home, my family, your home, your family, my purpose. So. You can reach me at 513-227-4284. All right, folks, next week we're going to have Sarah Mangold to talk about flooring. And I want to thank congratulations to Kyle for the $25 gift card. And you've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.